Police here in Santa Fe are investigating whether a pit bull had anything to do with the death of a 74-year-old business owner at his East Side home. Lieutenant Luis Carlos says that officers responded to an emergency medical call from the man's son Wednesday evening. The son reported that his dad had been attacked by an animal. Lieutenant Luis Carlos is not speculating on the cause of the death, which will be determined by the Office of the Medical Investigator. However, Santa Fe PD and Animal Control Services took the family's pit bull dog from the house on Wednesday. Several other dogs were allowed to stay at the property. People who spoke at a public hearing this week preferred a tunnel rather than a bridge, linking the Acequia Trail and the rail yard for pedestrians. City planners began by saying they had come close to choosing to build a pedestrian bridge in 2009, but they say they are now back to considering either a bridge or a tunnel, both of which would cost about $3.5 million. The other option is to leave the at-grade crossing as it is. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson will soon likely have the Libertarian Party's nomination for president. The Libertarian nominating process takes place this Saturday at their national convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. However, Johnson says that even if he gets the party's nomination, his ability to be competitive will depend on whether he is included in the presidential debates in October. Because of the standards set by the organization that sets up the debates, that's a tough hurdle to jump. The last third-party candidate to participate in the debates was Ross Perot back in 1992. Sunny skies are likely today with a high temp near 78 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.